the math side. I mean, how does the math relate to the music?
Yeah, and that also gets back to the point and the question about architecture too. I think, you know, I thought quite a bit about this because, you know, my son has a very mathematical brain. I never thought of myself as having a very mathematical brain, actually. I think it gets down to pattern recognition. Music, Western music, if we're talking specifically, we'll talk specifically about Western music now. You have 12 notes. There are 12 notes, right? And the permutations of those notes for however much music has been written over the last X hundred of years, that's what you have. You know, with mathematics too, you know, there's maybe an infinite amount of numbers, but you're dealing with finite sets of numbers. And, you know, there's a school of music composition. I don't know if you're familiar with it, serial music. Arnold Schoenberg, in the early part of the 1900s, developed a new way of composing, which was completely based on serialization, mathematical formulas in music.